I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, Lee, hell has frozen over.
Okay.
Pretty incredible.
What is it this time?
August.
Yeah.
Yeah. CNN actually fact-checked a Democrat in a tough campaign.
Wow.
So we don't see that very much.
That might be a new Olympic record.
It might be a new Olympic record. CNN fact-checked Tim Walz's military experience and found he's lying.
Amazing.
Yeah. And he has claimed multiple times that he served in a war, that he carried weapons of war into a war zone, and he didn't. Quote, from CNN, there is no evidence at any time Governor Walz was in a position of being shot at. Some of his language could easily be seen to suggest that he was. That is absolutely false when he said that about gun rights out there. Now, play the audio. I'll play the audio of Tim Walz. He's explaining why he needs to take your guns away from you. And he's claiming that he carried a weapon of war into a war zone. But the problem is his unit went without him because he quit right before the Iraq war when he found out that he was going to be deployed there.
I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt, and I gave the money back. And I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment, but we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states, and we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
So he wants to take your guns. He wants to take veterans' guns. But he didn't serve in a war zone. He certainly didn't carry a weapon of war. No.
Walz did make a comment speaking to a group. He's done it a couple of times where he has used language that has suggested that he carried weapons in a fighting situation. As you know, with your contact with the military, I know from coming from a military family, there is a difference between being in a combat area, being involved at a time of war, and actually being in a position where people are shooting at you. There is no evidence that at any time Governor Walz was in a position of being shot at, and some of his language could easily be seen to suggest that he was. So that is absolutely false when he said that about gun rights out there.
And that's from CNN?
Yeah, now that was pretty gentle compared to how it would be if Trump made up a thing like this.
Yeah.
But at least they admit that he's lying. J.D. Vance jumped all over this. Because unlike Walz, he actually volunteered to go to a war zone and serve there, carrying an actual weapon of war. This was brutal.
I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out right before you actually have to go. I also think it's dishonest. Something, again, if you guys ever get an opportunity to ask Tim Walz or Kamala Harris some questions, he made this interesting comment that the Kamala Harris campaign put out there, and I bet they were regretting they put it out there now, because he said that and he was making a point about gun control, he said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Walz, when were you ever in war? What was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq, and he has not spent a day in a combat zone? What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not. And if he wants to criticize me for getting an Ivy League education, I'm proud of the fact that my mamaw supported me, that I was able to make something of myself. I'd be ashamed if I was him and I lied about my military service like he did.
Boom.
Yeah, and Vance also demanded to know, he challenged him, I love this, what specifically was the weapon of war that you carried in this war zone?
Yeah.
And where was it? So, incredibly, one reporter actually asked, can you believe this, actually asked Tim Walz about this? And he's standing on tarmac. He's taking a photo with supporters, grinning for the camera. You can find this video online if you want to see it. As soon as the reporter yells this, he runs off in the other direction toward the restricted area where Secret Service is. And I mean, he is booking it.
Governor, fans accuse you of stolen valor. Your response. Governor.
And that's him. You get his back, he runs away. Did you see what J.D. Vance did yesterday, by the way, on that tarmac?
Yeah.
Yes. It's so cool to watch Republicans fight like you never see a thing like that.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
And I'm glad they're letting Vance do that, too.
I know. You never see a thing like that. So it's so strange when they actually fight back. He and Kamala land on the tarmac in Wisconsin. Their planes are there at the same time. So Air Force Two and I guess his campaign plane. And he steps off. So he steps off the plane and starts taking off over to her plane. And, you know, there's a press gaggle sitting there. They have nothing else to do since she won't talk to them.
Exactly.
And and hasn't in 18 days.
Yes.
And he says, yeah, I'm coming over to see this plane. Hopefully it's going to be my plane in a few months.
Yeah.
He said, I also thought, you know, to the media, I thought you guys may get lonely because the vice president doesn't answer questions for reporters. And then he asked them if they had any questions for him.
And they didn't.
No, it took them. They were kind of surprised by the whole thing. He says, I also thought you guys may get lonely. I mean, Kamala doesn't answer questions from the reporters and hasn't in 17 days, he said. Then he asked them if the Harris team had given them any explanation for her avoiding the media. And the cameras are rolling.
Yeah.
So he turns it on them. They're visibly uncomfortable. And it was awesome. Yeah. Hey, if y'all, are y'all, and what he means is, are y'all going to even ask her why she doesn't talk to you, or are you just going to take the abuse?
Yeah. Now, like you said, it's great to see a Republican that knows how to fight this game.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
No, it's not.
They're so hypocritical.
Well, you have the Republicans, Trump did this a long time ago, finally came to the conclusion, you are never going to be the darling of the media.
Mm-mm.
You are never going to get their adoration. It makes absolutely no difference what you do, what you say, or what you have done. If you are a Republican or a conservative, you will not be appreciated or, lauded by the mainstream media, no matter what. So why not use that to your advantage? And Vance is doing a good job of it right now.
Yeah, and what's really cool, I am, I don't think you're supposed to use this new tool we have like I'm using it, but and talk about it on the air, but it's this really cool new tool that we have back. I'm so glad it's called Topic Pulse, and you can tell like Fox News and others use it, right? Because it's almost as if it's right off of there. What they pick, they can see what's trending across the internet. They can see what's trending across searches, and they can see what's trending across social media. And it's giving me a really good idea of, you know, what is the public actually seeing in this era of censorship, where if you're not on X, you really don't know what's going on. And the Tim Walz walking away story is number five right now in the nation in terms of people are interested in him, that specifically he's asked about stolen valor and he walks away. The other one I love too, SpaceX.
Yeah.
Might have to go rescue those Boeing Starliner astronauts from the space station.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Does Elon Musk have to do everything? Does he have to do everything?
He has to save democracy with X. He has to save the Trump campaign with a major donation. Of course, now he needs to work on his, you know, the self-driving feature for Tesla, because GM and Ford have got him beat on that right now. But anyway, that's interesting.
And I would argue, too, that Elon Musk is also at this time, as best I can tell, serving as the president of the United States of America. I keep saying this to my husband, like, oh, he's the president again. He is conducting his own foreign policy with Venezuela. He is saying the things that a U.S. president or White House would say. Mm-hmm. And he started doing that. You remember after Kamala Harris put that statement out that on Twitter, the only one she's ever made, it appeared she was backing Maduro. She said the will of the people, you know, had been exercised in the election. I'm like, no, that's not what happened. So he retweeted that, mocked her, and then conducted his own foreign policy, pressuring Venezuela's leaders to step down. Mm-hmm. Which we have not seen the Biden administration do that in person. There have been some statements, put out on Twitter and by underlings, but Kamala and Joe personally, no, there's been nothing like that.
Well, they set up this whole situation by taking the sanctions off of Venezuela to begin with for them to hold a free and fair election, which did not happen. And now you have Maduro, who has been literally ousted. I mean, every single outlet is saying he lost. He lost bigly. And he's still there and is now trying to imprison his political opponents. Gee, that sounds like some other major world
country.
Sounds
like the Democrat Party. Yeah, they lifted all those sanctions
before
in exchange for free and fair elections.
Which never happened.
That we know, and it's documented now that it's, in terms of votes, he didn't win. And yet, so you should go ahead and put the sanctions back on like Trump did. Nope, no sanctions back on. Why? Because they're fellow travelers. Yeah. They're authoritarians. Yeah. This is how they wish they could run this country.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the number one story right now is Taylor Swift.
I knew it.
And it should be. You know why? She's in Austria.
Yeah.
They have had massive, unvetted, illegal immigration there. And now, apparently, because of that, you cannot hold a concert.
Yeah.
This is our future. You're looking at it right now, right here. This is what happens. That is the mentality of Europe. You're on the terror watch list. You're a terrorist. So we don't even know who you are. We're going to let you in. Well, that's what the Biden administration did this week.
Yeah.
Caught 250 terrorists, and we're just finding out about it. Knew they were on either the FBI or international terror watch list and resettled them in American communities anyway.
This
is coming here. This is going to be us.
This may actually happen. This may actually work for the effort to combat illegal immigration and terrorism, because when you finally get the Taylor Swift fans to understand this is a threat, that when you have unvetted people coming into this country or any country, and you have a threat of terrorism against something as innocent as a Taylor Swift concert, then the reality of defense policy and immigration policy and what the role of protection of the citizens are for the government, maybe this will finally sink into some more of the voters around the world.
Maybe it will. I don't know. Coming up, y'all, there's something you need to know about this Iranian assassin the FBI just, and I'm going to use air quotes, caught.
Yeah.
He's from Pakistan, but he was allegedly sent by Iran to kill Donald Trump. The second one, by the way, sent by Iran to kill Donald Trump in 2 years. Something our media missed. Wait till you hear this. There is something badly wrong here. And of course, it involves the FBI, as with all things where there's something badly wrong here. I'll tell you up next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week.
In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Y'all, well, nobody's paying attention anymore to what happened with the Secret Service, the Trump assassination attempt, the stuff that's coming out right now. And I detailed it in the Battleground America podcast. It's getting buried. It is bombshell stuff. To get the podcast from yesterday, you can text keyword Tara, my name, T-A-R-A, to the text line 71307 or text keyword Battleground. Yesterday's podcast was epic. I challenge you. I don't think you can listen to it with what's come out and come to any other conclusion that they deliberately set Trump up to be assassinated and have been doing so ever since the Ayatollah of Iran issued the fatwa demanding the death of Donald Trump and 14 of his closest advisors. I mean, the timelines add up. It's so obvious what they did. And it is jaw-dropping, the new things we're learning. It's just not getting the attention because so much else is going on. But I want to tell you, I'm going to string together some strange things that are going on with the latest assassin. You might have heard that the FBI arrested an assassin, the second one since 2021 that Iran has sent to kill Donald Trump. You might have heard he was a Pakistani. That broke earlier, got very little attention. And so I was so much in the middle of everything else I was doing as everybody else is. There were so many news stories the first couple of days this week. I just really read the headline. I finally sat down and got to read the whole thing yesterday. And whoa, boy. Headline is Department of Justice under Joe Biden charges Pakistani national with assassination plot targeting Trump and others. He is believed to have been sent by Iran. His name is Asif Merchant. He was accused of traveling to New York City and working with a hitman to carry out the assassination in late August or early September. Really? So I assume this guy had just been arrested, right? The pretty safe assumption. You know, when was he arrested? Probably Monday or Sunday or something. No. He was arrested July 12th. Wow, that's a while ago. They sure didn't mention that. That's a pretty big story there. July 12th. Wow, the FBI got him. They've kept that under wraps this whole time that they had him. And they waited till now to announce it. I'm going to tell you why they did that in a minute. Okay, cool. Well, what day did they get him? Again, July 12th? Wait a minute. There's 365 days in a year. What are the odds they get him the night before the Butler rally? I mean, you know, coincidences happen, but with the FBI, not really. Their story, and you know how they lie. Folks, by the way, if you listen to my Battleground America podcast, just even over the last week, the FBI has been caught lying about the timeline of the Butler rally shooting, not once, but twice now, by whistleblowers and Jesse Waters of Fox News. And the only media outlets who tell you they've been busted lying and really put it very plainly that way is the UK Daily Mail. I tweeted that about a week ago. Forced to expand their timeline of when they became aware of Crook's presence from 50 minutes to 2 hours and 2 hours to 3 hours, they lied. Why are they lying about the timeline? I don't know. It's what the UK Daily Mail asked. They're lying, though. And when they're lying, they're covering something up. So when they tell us all of the sudden, almost a month later, oh, by the way, we picked up an assassin sent by Iran. We meant to mention it. I want you to pick him up. Oh, well, the night before the Butler rally, yeah, he was flying out of the country. Okay. If you only read that, you think, well, he couldn't have been involved, right? The assassin was flying out of the country. That's the way it's framed. No, he's not the assassin. What Iran has done twice now, starting in 2021, there was a guy in 2020 they picked up. He had two accounts, one had $1 million in it and the other had $300,000. And he tried to hire cartel hitmen with a $300,000 account to take out either Pompeo or Bolton. Pompeo, of course, being the former CIA director, former State Department head under Donald Trump. Plot was foiled. This guy was doing the same thing. He didn't intend, he wasn't, Iran did not send him to personally take the gun and kill Donald Trump. They sent him to hire somebody to kill Donald Trump. If he succeeded in that, sure, he'd have been fleeing the country exactly when he was, right before the rally. Why'd the FBI wait a month to tell us this? The timing stinks. Something is up here. Serious question. I think it's still on the table because we don't believe anything they say because of how they lie to us. Was Thomas Crooks hired by Iran to kill Donald Trump? Is that what happened? Now, if that was the case, why wouldn't they tell us that? Why wouldn't they tell us that? Well, they could tell us that if they hadn't deliberately insecured and unsecured the rally, as I lay out in shocking detail on the Battleground America podcast yesterday. They insecured and unsecured that rally not one, not two, but three ways. They brought in new people who were so inexperienced they'd never done a rally before and wouldn't notice the security lapses they deliberately built into that rally. And that podcast will lay out what they were. It's shocking. It got so ridiculous that they weren't even checking IDs. You could go walk in the back with Trump. And that's just the beginning. And they picked this guy up the night before the rally, and they don't tell us from it. Folks, something is badly wrong. Do you realize we still are not allowed to know the name of the Secret Service agent who ran that rally? And when you listen to the Battleground America podcast from yesterday, you'll find out why. See, if an Iranian hired Thomas Crooks or the Iranian government did to kill Trump and failed because the Secret Service screwed up, they'd tell you that. But if they knew he'd been hired to kill Trump and they deliberately unsecured and insecured the rally to make it possible, that's a whole different story. And you'd get the cover up you're getting right now. Where is this guy? I want to hear from him. I want to know all about him. I want to know why they spent a month hiding him from me and just now dropped it. By the way, on the same day that Kamala Harris announced Tim Walz as the Veep, knowing that would get wall-to-wall coverage and no one would look closely at this. Something's up here, y'all. This is going to be huge. A time is coming. It has begun now where the Democrat Party fully intends for us to live on American soil with illegal immigrants, that's already here, who are terrorists, who are on either the international or the FBI or both terror watch lists. Actual bona fide terrorists. It's not a stretch. I mean, when you have the stepdaughter of Kamala Harris fundraising for Hamas, it's incredible. That's not a crime. A designated terror group. That actually is a crime. It's just nobody enforces that kind of stuff anymore. It's not far-fetched. When you have John Kirby, spokeshack for the White House, saying, yeah, Iran's funding a lot of Democrat grassroots activity. You see those marches? Iran funds those. Well, who's the other funder? Joe Biden's donors. You're watching the merger of radical Islamic terror in the Democrat Party. You're watching it. They think these are fellow travelers, and they think you and I should be able to coexist with them on our soil. A time is coming. A time is coming when people are going to push back and say, I don't want that man in my group. Fill in the blank here, whatever group that is. He's on the terror watch list. I'm scared. And you'll be told you're a bigot. They're normalizing this. So all of the world's terrorists can come here. I kid you not. We saw the first sign. I've been predicting this for months, but we saw the first sign of it when we learned earlier this week, and this got buried in the announcement of Tim Walz. And I think this is part of why she rushed and picked him. And I think without vetting him, the news had just broken that the Biden administration had caught 250 terrorists on the Southwest border. Caught them. Some of whom, by the way, use the CPB One app to come here, which is still illegal. They're illegal immigrants. Or they turned themselves into Homeland Security, were found on the terror watch list. 99 were turned loose, relocated into this country. We know at least one of them flew, was given papers that let them go to the special TSA line where you don't need an ID and fly on a plane with Americans. But then this. Did you see what broke overnight from Judicial Watch? Judicial Watch filed a FOIA. Do you remember a couple months back, Quantico? Two illegal immigrants show up there. They're driving a white box truck. They're told to stop. You can't enter. They claim they were Amazon delivery guys. When they were told to stop, they drove forward and tried to smash their way into the base. We only know this because a local newspaper broke the story. The Biden administration tried to hush it up. Then they wouldn't answer questions about whether they were legal immigrants. Turned out they were. Then members of Congress found out one of them was on the terror watch list. In fact, had just crossed days before into the country, went right for Quantico. And what sure looked like a dry run. But spokeshack Queen John Pierre came out and assured us all, no, 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 that's not true. Congress has got it wrong. In that letter they wrote, he's not on the, it turns out he is on the terror watch list. The Biden administration lied. Wait a minute. You're telling me a Jordanian illegal immigrant did what looks like a dry run for a terror attack less than 30 days after he got here? And he's on the terror watch list? Yeah. And the Biden administration lied about it? Yeah. And here's the worst part. You ready for the punchline? You're thinking, no, they didn't. Oh, yes, they did. No, they didn't. Oh, yes, they did. They let him go. They let him go. Let him bond out. Lied about his status as a terror watch list designee. And Judicial Watch just got a leaked copy of documents filled out by ICE in which the interviewing ICE agents records that he is in fact on the terror watch list as members of Congress with classified security clearances believed he was when they wrote the letter and the Biden administration lied. Do they want a terror attack? Is that the plan? Is that the plan to get us used to? Well, you know, you're super excited about that Taylor Swift concert, but we'll have to let Al-Qaeda weigh in on whether she'll be allowed to go on stage. We'll have to wait for our friends in Al-Qaeda. You know, they are great Democrat voters. Yeah, we're going to let them have a caliphate here in Minnesota. By the way, you know, they canceled all three Taylor Swift concerts. She can't even have a concert. This is what they want us to coexist with. Folks, have you ever listened to news out of the Middle East? You ever listen to an international news report? And what does it always sound like? Live from Beirut this morning, terror attack. In Iraq, multiple explosions overnight. Three killed. In Afghanistan, multiple explosions at a market. Two kids dead. That's our future. That's our future. And it's the one the Democrats want. They want it. So that is breaking overnight from Judicial Watch from Tom Fitton. Why would you let a Jordanian terrorist who appears, by the way, remember they tried to cover it up. They never put out any kinds of statement on it. They were going to, you know what they were going to do? They were going to cover up. It was a dry run. And they found out, wow, we got an illegal immigrant terrorist trying to smash their way into Quantico. That's bad. That's bad because we're headed into an election. They claim they got a secure border. Or that this border crisis isn't bad. Folks, stuff like this is why she can't sit down with the media. She's let 99 terrorists in. She's a border czar. We got terrorists from Jordan, trying terror attacks on our soil and getting let loose. By the way, I think they let him loose because if they didn't, it would have been obvious something was wrong. Hey, let him go. Let him, you know, but yeah, people could die, but who cares? There'll be new Democrat voters along shortly at the border. We can replace America. It doesn't matter. Let him go so it doesn't look like anything's wrong. Here's another question. 95% of these immigration judges that are bonding these people out, we found this out this week too, are not being given intel on these terrorists. They are bonding terrorists out and they're giving them asylum. Was this judge told? Was this judge told by the federal government this guy was a terrorist? I bet you he's not. I bet you he wasn't. I bet you they hosed the judge too and let him go. Oh, on $10,000 bond, who paid the bond? Things Democrats just don't care to know. Anyway, we got a Jordanian terrorist out there. By the way, do you see the conditions of the bond? This is hilarious. They have to stay away from military bases. I'm sure they will. So while the Democrats, right and left this week, are letting actual terrorists from actual terror watch lists go, including, I guess you get your first terror attack free. It's like the terror freebie. If you fail and you're a good illegal immigrant, probably will vote Democrat. Look, you might have tested the defenses at Quantico and got caught, but I'm sure you're a good Jordanian terrorist. Despite being on the terror watch list, we'll let you go, bud. That's breaking. These people are terrifying. They're going to get a lot of people killed. But there is one person they want to stop. A person who is now on the terror watch list. Pray tell, who's that? Not Tulsi Gabbard. Wait, what? Whistleblowers breaking the story. Tulsi Gabbard is now on the TSA's terror watch list. She has been given the highest safety designation. So high, according to Sonia Lobosco, she's the executive director of the Air Marshal National Council. She's part of the group Vote Blowing the Whistle. That when she travels, she is, quote, Gabbard is unaware she has two explosive detection canine teams, one transportation security specialist in explosives, one plainclothes TSA supervisor, and three federal air marshals on every flight she boards. And they're making sure to sexually assault her at every stop. She has to go through the 45-minute pat-down now. I went through that nightmare the last time I flew. I couldn't talk about it without getting choked up. It is grotesque. And I don't care that it was a woman doing it. I just be touched like that by somebody who isn't even a doctor. Heck, I haven't even had a doctor touch me like that. Not in all the places I was touched. It was terrible. And the TSA says they did it on purpose. Hawaii's Tulsi Gabbard described being tracked by teams of government agents in a surveillance regime more reminiscent of East Germany than a free country, she said. Whistleblowing air marshals told undercover DC she was singled out as a terror threat under the so-called Quiet Skies program that the TSA has. What are they, deep state corrupt too? She first noticed on a flight from Rome to Dallas, then a connecting flight to Austin, and later on different flights to cities like Nashville, Orlando, and Atlanta, that her boarding pass was marked with an SSSS designation. Perfect, like the SS, because that's what our government is now. It's called secondary security screening selection. The quad S marker is a sign the traveler has been put on the terror threat list, which the whistleblowers from the air marshal says she has been. Well, I mean, I know why she's a terror threat. Well, she's a misinformer. She's been saying true things about Democrats and makes them look bad. That can't be allowed, as we know. Gabbard and her husband were forced at each of the stops into extensive random searches with random in air quotes, lasting as long as 45 minutes. It happened every time I boarded, she said. The Iraq War veteran and current Army reservist tends to pack light, but no matter, they tore everything apart at every stop. They're squeezing or patting down underwear, bras, workout clothes, every inch of every piece of clothing on my body. Yeah, I know, I went through it last time I flew. The TSA agent said to me, this is Tulsi Gabbard, why are you quad S? You're in the military, explains Gabbard. And I said, that's exactly what I'm wondering. And Gabbard said, then I said, the only thing I can think of is I work in politics. And the TSA agent said, Oh. And said he'd encountered supporters of Donald Trump who had no issues traveling before, but were now marked Quad S every time they travel. All this while they let the actual terrorists, illegal immigrants, who've conducted terror attack attempts, walk out the door. Wow.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A time is coming. It has begun now where the Democrat Party fully intends for us to live on American soil with illegal immigrants, that's already here, who are terrorists, who are on either the international or the FBI or both terror watch lists. Actual bona fide terrorists. It's not a stretch. I mean, when you have the stepdaughter of Kamala Harris fundraising for Hamas, it's incredible that's not a crime. A designated terror group. That actually is a crime. It's just nobody enforces that kind of stuff anymore. It's not far-fetched. When you have John Kirby, spokeshack for the White House, saying, yeah, Iran's funding a lot of Democrat grassroots activity. You see those marches? Iran funds those. Well, who's the other funder? Joe Biden's donors. You're watching the merger of radical Islamic terror in the Democrat Party. You're watching it. They think these are fellow travelers, and they think you and I should be able to coexist with them on our soil. A time is coming. A time is coming when people are going to push back and say, I don't want that man in my group. Fill in the blank here, whatever group that is. He's on the terror watch list. I'm scared. And you'll be told you're a bigot. They're normalizing this. So all of the world's terrorists can come here. I kid you not. We saw the first sign. I've been predicting this for months, but we saw the first sign of it when we learned earlier this week, and this got buried in the announcement of Tim Walz. And I think this is part of why she rushed and picked him. And I think without vetting him, the news had just broken that the Biden administration had caught 250 terrorists on the Southwest border. Caught them. Some of whom, by the way, used the CPB1 app to come here, which is still illegal. They're illegal immigrants. Or... they turned themselves into Homeland Security, were found on the terror watch list. 99 were turned loose, relocated into this country. We know at least one of them flew, was given papers that let them go to the special TSA line where you don't need an ID and fly on a plane with Americans. But then this, did you see what broke overnight from Judicial Watch? Judicial Watch filed a FOIA. Do you remember a couple months back, Quantico? Two illegal immigrants show up there. They're driving a white box truck. They're told to stop. You can't enter. They claim they were Amazon delivery guys. When they were told to stop, they drove forward and tried to smash their way into the base. We only know this because a local newspaper broke the story. The Biden administration tried to hush it up. Then they wouldn't answer questions about whether they were legal immigrants. Turned out they were. Then members of Congress found out one of them was on the terror watch list. In fact, had just crossed days before into the country, went right for Quantico, and what sure looked like a dry run. But spokeshack Queen John Pierre came out and assured us all, no, that's not true. Congress has got it wrong. In that letter they wrote, he's not on the, it turns out he is on the terror watch list. The Biden administration lied. Wait a minute. You're telling me a Jordanian illegal immigrant did what looks like a dry run for a terror attack less than 30 days after he got here. And he is on the terror watch list? Yeah. And the Biden administration lied about it? Yeah. And here's the worst part. You ready for the punchline? You're thinking, no, they didn't. Oh, yes, they did. No, they didn't. Oh, yes, they did. They let him go. They let him go. Let him bond out. Lied about his status as a terror watch list designee. And Judicial Watch just got a copy. They got a leaked copy of documents filled out by ICE in which the interviewing ICE agents records that he is, in fact, on the terror watch list, as members of Congress with classified security clearances believed he was when they wrote the letter and the Biden administration lied. Do they want a terror attack? Is that the plan? Is that the plan to get us used to? Well, you know, you're super excited about that Taylor Swift concert, but we'll have to let Al-Qaeda weigh in on whether she'll be allowed to go on stage. We'll have to wait for our friends in Al-Qaeda. You know, they are great Democrat voters. Yeah, we're going to let them have a caliphate here in Minnesota. By the way, you know they canceled all three Taylor Swift concerts. She can't even have a concert. This is what they want us to coexist with. Folks, have you ever listened to news out of the Middle East? You ever listened to an international news report? And what does it always sound like? Live from Beirut this morning, terror attack. In Iraq, multiple explosions overnight. Three killed. In Afghanistan, multiple explosions at a market, two kids dead. That's our future. That's our future. And it's the one the Democrats want. They want it. So that is breaking overnight from Judicial Watch, from Tom Fitton. Why would you let a Jordanian terrorist who appears, by the way, remember they tried to cover it up. They never put out any kinds of statement on it. They were gonna, you know what they were gonna do? They were gonna cover up. It was a dry, that's what it was. It was a dry run. And they found out, wow, we got an illegal immigrant terrorist trying to smash their way into Quantico. That's bad. That's bad because we're headed into an election. They claim they got a secure border. Or that this border crisis isn't bad. Folks, stuff like this is why she can't sit down with the media. She's let 99 terrorists in. She's a border czar. We got terrorists from Jordan trying terror attacks on our soil and getting let loose. By the way, I think they let them loose because if they didn't, it would have been obvious something was wrong. Hey, let them go. Let them, you know, but yeah, people could die, but who cares? There'll be new Democrat voters along shortly at the border. We can replace America. It doesn't matter. Let them go so it doesn't look like anything's wrong. Here's another question. 95% of these immigration judges that are bonding these people out, we found this out this week too, are not being given intel on these terrorists. They are bonding terrorists out and they're giving them asylum. Was this judge told? Was this judge told by the federal government this guy was a terrorist? I bet you he's not. I bet you he wasn't. I bet you they hosed the judge too and let him go. Oh, on $10,000 bond. Who paid the bond? Things Democrats just don't care to know. Anyway, we got a Jordanian terrorist out there. By the way, do you see the conditions of the bond? This is hilarious. They have to stay away from military bases. I'm sure they will. So while the Democrats right and left this week are letting actual terrorists from actual terror watch lists go, including, I guess you get your first terror attack free. It's like the terror freebie. If you fail and you're a good illegal immigrant, probably will vote Democrat. Look, you might have tested the defenses at Quantico and got caught, but I'm sure you're a good Jordanian terrorist. Despite being on the terror watch list, we'll let you go, bud. That's breaking. These people are terrifying. They're going to get a lot of people killed. But there is one person they want to stop. A person who is now on the terror watch list. Pray tell, who's that? That's Tulsi Gabbard. Wait, what? Whistleblowers breaking the story. Tulsi Gabbard is now on the TSA's terror watch list. She has been given the highest safety designation. So high, according to Sonia Lobosco, she's the executive director of the Air Marshal National Council. She's part of the group Vote Blowing the Whistle. That when she travels, she is, quote, Gabbard is unaware she has two explosive detection canine teams, one transportation security specialist in explosives, one plainclothes TSA supervisor, and three federal air marshals on every flight she boards. And they're making sure to sexually assault her at every stop. She has to go through the 45-minute pat-down now. I went through that nightmare the last time I flew. I couldn't talk about it without getting choked up. It is grotesque. And I don't care that it was a woman doing it. I just be touched like that by somebody who isn't even a doctor. Heck, I haven't even had a doctor touch me like that. Not in all the places I was touched. It was terrible. And the TSA says they did it on purpose. Hawaii's Tulsi Gabbard described being tracked by teams of government agents in a surveillance regime more reminiscent of East Germany than a free country, she said. Whistleblowing air marshals told Undercover DC she was singled out as a terror threat under the so-called Quiet Skies program that the TSA has. What are they, deep state corrupt too? She first noticed on a flight from Rome to Dallas, then a connecting flight to Austin, and later on different flights to cities like Nashville, Orlando, and Atlanta, that her boarding pass was marked with an SSSS designation. Perfect, like the SS, because that's what our government is now. It's called Secondary Security Screening Selection. The Quad S marker is a sign the traveler has been put on the terror threat list, which the whistleblowers from the air marshal says she has been. Well, I mean, I know why she's a terror threat. Well, she's a misinformer. She's been saying true things about Democrats that makes them look bad. That can't be allowed, as we know. Gabbard and her husband were forced at each of the stops into extensive random searches, with random in air quotes, lasting as long as 45 minutes. It happened every time I boarded, she said. The Iraq War veteran and current Army reservist tends to pack light, but no matter, they tore everything apart at every stop. They're squeezing or patting down underwear, bras, workout clothes, every inch of every piece of clothing on my body. Yeah, I know. I went through it last time I flew. The TSA agent said to me, this is Tulsi Gabbard, why are you Quad S? You're in the military, explains Gabbard. And I said, that's exactly what I'm wondering. And Gabbard said, then I said, the only thing I can think of is I work in politics. And the TSA agent said, oh, and said he'd encountered supporters of Donald Trump who had no issues traveling before, but were now marked Quad S every time they traveled. All this while they let the actual terrorists, illegal immigrants, who've conducted terror attack attempts, walk out the door. Wow. So while the Democrats, right and left this week, are letting actual terrorists from actual terror watch lists go, including, I guess you get your first terror attack free. It's like the terror freebie. If you fail and you're a good illegal immigrant, probably will vote Democrat. Look, you might have tested the defenses at Quantico and got caught, but I'm sure you're a good Jordanian terrorist. Despite being on the terror watch list, we'll let you go, bud. That's breaking. These people are terrifying. They're going to get a lot of people killed. But there is one person they want to stop. A person who is now on the terror watch list. Pray tell, who's that? That's Tulsi Gabbard. Wait, what? Whistleblowers breaking the story. Tulsi Gabbard is now on the TSA's terror watch list. She has been given the highest safety designation. So high, according to Sonia Lobosco, she's the executive director of the Air Marshal National Council. She's part of the group Vote Blowing the Whistle. That when she travels, she is, quote, Gabbard is unaware she has two explosive detection canine teams, one transportation security specialist in explosives, one plainclothes TSA supervisor, and three federal air marshals on every flight she boards. And they're making sure to sexually assault her at every stop. She has to go through the 45-minute pat-down now. I went through that nightmare the last time I flew. I couldn't talk about it without getting choked up. It is grotesque. And I don't care that it was a woman doing it. I just be touched like that by somebody who isn't even a doctor. Heck, I haven't even had a doctor touch me like that. Not in all the places I was touched. It was terrible. And the TSA says they did it on purpose. Hawaii's Tulsi Gabbard described being tracked by teams of government's agents in a surveillance regime more reminiscent of East Germany than a free country, she said. Whistleblowing air marshals told undercover DC she was singled out as a terror threat under the so-called Quiet Skies program that the TSA has. What are they, deep state corrupt too? She first noticed on a flight from Rome to Dallas, then a connecting flight to Austin, and later on different flights to cities like Nashville, Orlando, and Atlanta, that her boarding pass was marked with an SSSS designation. Perfect, like the SS, because that's what our government is now. It's called Secondary Security Screening Selection. The Quad S marker is a sign the traveler has been put on the terror threat list, which the whistleblowers from the air marshal says she has been. Well, I mean, I know why she's a terror threat. Well, she's a misinformer. She's been saying true things about Democrats that makes them look bad. That can't be allowed, as we know. Gabbard and her husband were forced at each of the stops into extensive random searches, with random in air quotes, lasting as long as 45 minutes. It happened every time I boarded, she said. The Iraq War veteran and current Army reservist tends to pack light, but no matter, they tore everything apart at every stop. They're squeezing or patting down underwear, bras, workout clothes, every inch of every piece of clothing on my body. Yeah, I know. I went through it last time I flew. The TSA agent said to me, this is Tulsi Gabbard, why are you Quad S? You're in the military, explains Gabbard. And I said, that's exactly what I'm wondering. And Gabbard said, then I said, the only thing I can think of is I work in politics. And the TSA agent said, oh, and said he'd encountered supporters of Donald Trump who had no issues traveling before, but were now marked Quad S every time they travel. All this while they let the actual terrorists, illegal immigrants who've conducted terror attack attempts, walk out the door. Wow.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.